Satnam, everyone. Let's tune in. July 15th, 2014. Welcome to Shakti Activation. It's the blessing of our Master here, receiving the beautiful, sweet, Amrit frequency of divine love. So, inhale. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Adhkane Name, Jigadhkane Name, Satkane Name, Sikadhkane Name, Adhkane Name, Jigadhkane Name, Satkane Name, Sikadhkane Name, Adhkane Name, Jigadhkane Name, Satkane Name, Sikadhkane Name. And inhale. And what I hear are teacher Yogi Bhajan right now, the frequency that he and his band of angels, beings that come to be with us at this time, are what he's saying in response to what he said he was eavesdropping on our conversation. And he is saying that the answer is divine love. And we were just, yes, Ritz and we were just talking about what, when people are reaching out and they're in uncomfortable situations and dangerous situations and all these situations going on the planet, he's saying, just if you can receive right now the frequency of divine love, that will elevate the situation no matter what it is. Whether it's for the children that are being smuggled across the border, or whether it's for people in bomb shelters in Israel or whatever, he's saying just visualize the frequency of divine love like golden raindrops falling around them, and breathe into that frequency, and that will expand that frequency on the planet. And that, he's saying, that is what's needed in every situation. And then once we establish that frequency of divine love, then it's easier to start resolving whatever situation needs to be resolved on the more, practical level, whether people need support, emotional support, or they need food or whatever it is. He's saying that the access portal is divine love. And we're talking about astrology during the month of July. We have all these different doorways opening up, and because we have these super moons, we just had a second one, so we have these very powerful full moons that what they do is they illuminate the shadow energy, the dark energy, the mother energy, all that energy which remains hidden in the night is basically being brought into the light. So part of what Yogi Bhajan is saying, part of what's happening, as we know, but with this July energy and these very powerful three full moons in July, he's saying it's really a time of illumination, and it's also a portal time, which means that it's a time where the more we focus on the illumination of that which hasn't been seen before, so whatever is being shown up or what's, it may be seen, it may seem like things we've seen before, but he's saying that news, that things are coming to be seen in a new light. So when we can hold what we're seeing now, the shadow things, in that frequency of divine love, that opens up portals. We're grounding in these portals, and they're like rain. They're just coming in everywhere. So it's also, he's saying, also like it's a, It's like an opening or a hole or a window. A window. He's saying that windows are being opened, new windows, new vistas of divine love. So if we can look at the situation through the eyes of the divine, with divine love, we're reminded of quantum physics, where we are divine beings, and this is a month with all this energy. It's like a quantum month. That we can, when we look at situations with eyes of the divine, with divine love, we can move into the quantum field, which means that the observer changes what's being looked at, the experiment. So there is no, there's nothing in the universe that is always remains the same. So once we understand more how we can affect what we're observing, that this is the powerful month to really claim our quantum powers and to activate these divine love portals that are being sent to the planet and that we're here to receive them. And we can also feel that space of gratitude that we're in safe situations and allow that feeling of safety to go out to people who aren't in safe situations. So yes, this is a quantum divine love activation portal month. All these powerful, month of July, these powerful moons, these, so we're dealing with, the full moon is about illumination. So it's illumination of relationship. So it's our relationship to the divine. And when we totally claim that if we can look at the world or look at different situations that are shown to us with the eyes of the divine, now we move into that place that we've been talking about on the last few calls, the Guru Mukh. We move into that place of mastery, into being the spiritual teacher, to being the one that brings illumination to the planet. So we're talking about polarities during these moons, and we've been working with the Cancer Capricorn polarity, so this is the axis of security. So the question is, what really makes us feel secure? What really makes us feel loved? And it's that connection with divine love, connection with the frequency of the unconditional divine love, which is the frequency, the love of the spiritual teacher, the love of the master, where the master, the divine love just keeps being poured through, just keeps being poured into our hearts, no matter how many mistakes we make or how many times we don't remember or how many times we don't do our practice, no matter what. The divine, the infinite, the ethers, the God energy just is love. So love never stops. So this is the key that we're working with right now, with what is security? Where does our real security come from? So the Cancer energy is emotional energy. It's water, so that's emotions, water energy, and people crying. We were talking about people crying. Family, roots, personal inner securities and emotional securities. So with the Capricorn, moving through there with all this moon energy and conjuncting Pluto, it comes and it's going to illuminate all of our security issues. So it's bringing up whatever people feel insecure about. So that's what we've been talking about, these different experiences we're having with people that we're talking to. And you can think about in yourself, but it has to do with our deepest roots, the Cancer energy. So what's our family of origin? What are the issues there? What are the issues that we need to work through? What are the issues that we need to see with the eyes of the divine so they can be elevated to that frequency? So it's about really going into the darkness, the depth, and the illumination of the full moon will show us, oh, here's where you need to, whatever it happens to be, forgive your mother or, you know, really love your brother or however that shows up. But that's what this Cancer axis is about with Capricorn. It's not about our chosen relationships or friendships. It's more about those relationships, those family relationships that we were born with. Those ones that maybe it's people that we've been born with in different configurations, the family structures, you know, time after time. So this is the moment to, as we look at the situation with the unconditional love, the eyes of the divine, the frequency of divine, we actually break that karmic tie of repeating the same patterns over and over and over. And we, then that frees us to move into choice, and that's real freedom. The real freedom is when we can harmonize with the divine frequencies and harmonize, get in alignment, get the soul alignment going, then we're not bound by the physical ties that bind us or bind our subconscious. So this is the time where we can really, with that moon energy, that subconscious, we can really release those subconscious attachments that maybe got, it could have been lifetimes ago that they were, that some patterns got implanted, or it could have been in the womb, or it could have been when we were growing up. So that's the opportunity astrologically of this time. So you've got so much compassion just flowing into us right now from our teacher. And he's saying that there may be a feeling of not being able to escape, like why, whether it's people personally or whether we feel like things happening on the planet, like a feeling of no escape, but that has to do with really deep inner child things, where when we were children, we couldn't escape from the family of origin that we were growing up in. So whatever those panicky feelings are, they're all coming to the surface. So that's the Cancer Capricorn axis. And yeah, the way through, the way out is the frequency that we're receiving right now from our masters. The endless divine love, that is so much bigger than what our circumstances appear to be. So it's a time to really see beyond appearances. And when we see beyond appearances, the way we do that is looking at the situation with divine eyes, seeing with divine eyes, being in the quantum field, being the quantum alchemist that changes the experiment around us. And some people think of Earth as just one big experiment. We have all these co-creator beings who don't know their power, right? So we're learning how to claim our power, to claim our divinity, and to claim the power of our divinity. So we move from the first three chakras of being bound to earthly situations that we were born into moving up into our heart and our higher centers, connected with our first three chakras. So we're walking on the earth, channeling our divinity. And this is the axis. This is the change that's happening right now. This is the portal that we're anchoring in. So let's just breathe into that. And breathe into that resolution, into that peace with all of our, whatever it is, family of origin, the things we've seen around us. And illuminating the deep shadow elements. And feeling right now, Yogi Bhajan and the angels are giving us a burst of divine healing. It's penetrating deep into the psyche, deep into the subconscious, deep into the reptilian brain, that automatic part of ourselves, the habits, the things we may have picked up. So just breathe into that, all the way down, all the way down to your feet, recalibrating our frequency, the cellular structure, down to the cellular structure, our divinity. He's saying, every cell of yours is divine. Love each and every cell. And he's telling us, if you don't feel love, then take a moment and love each cell of your body and imagine that each cell is like a star. And then you become your own star in your own movie. And then we can be saying you can be whatever kind of star you want in your own movie. There we go. Beautiful. Beautiful. Good, good, good. That's it. Good. And we've got Venus moving through Gemini. And it's trying Mars. So we've got this Gemini Libra energy. So Gemini is very good at accessing all kinds of information. So we're just accessing that there's many ways to view different situations. And we can view them all with divine love, no matter what the situation is. So that's part of the Gemini-Venus trine to Mars. Beautiful, beautiful. Good, good, good. That's it, that's it. Nice, nice. Okay. Anchor that in. Breathe. Excellent. Good, good, good. Okay, so this time of illumination, being illuminated within every cell of our body and claiming that inner identity as seeing the world with the eyes of the divine, Yogi Bhajan tells us, moves us into what we've been talking about on the last few calls, being the spiritual teacher, being the Guru Mukh, speaking from the soul, having that soul connection. And this is the time to claim and select that as a path, since he's saying that there could be trillions of paths, but he's talking about to follow the path of the divine is beyond the mind, beyond the mind. And then we're not subject to time and space. We're actually, what happens when we move into the connection with our own soul frequency and seeing the world through the eyes of the divine is what we want to do is we want to move one step ahead of time. So linear time is 3D time is, you know, put one foot in front of the other type of thinking. Well, when we move into divine time, we're actually one step ahead of time. We're not bound by time and space in the same way. So then we're able to step back, have the bigger view, and that's, we're in the quantum field, and that's when we're actually able to kind of bend time and space and create change. So the situation doesn't have to be complicated. Just, Yogi Bhajan says, just take a direct approach and look at the simplicity and the beauty of the situation with the innocence. The soul quality is innocence. So there is a place where there's not pain and where there's not suffering and all these earthly things. And we're looking at different situations and we're listening to family members and things. He's saying that to be in, when we're the Guru Mukh and we're connected with our own soul, then we can connect with the innocence of the soul of the people that we're talking to, and that will help them psychologically, and that will ease their pain, to really feel the power of their soul, the power of their soul vibration. It'll help them elevate their situation and to get into a better situation. Beautiful, beautiful. And what he's talking about, and especially during this July activation period with these three powerful full moons is that we have to go through the mind to get to these spiritual bodies. So negative, positive, neutral mind. And he's saying what he talks about, what he wants us to understand is that we have to penetrate. We have to penetrate the mind. Otherwise, the mind takes us in all kinds of random directions, and there's no focus, there's no direction. So this is really about claiming our direction and moving through the mind, penetrating the mind, and he talks about it's like punching a hole through something. Like, I have those images of like at a circus or something, or different shows where they have a piece of paper and like a horse jumps through it. It seems like it's really difficult, but it's really just a thin piece of paper, and it seems very dramatic. Or if you're watching a show, they make it, with the lighting and everything, they make it seem like, it's, oh, wow, this is a really flamboyant, difficult act. But it's just really a piece of paper. So he's saying that we're so caught in the reflections, the illusions, and the facets of the mind that they keep coming back at us. And what we want to do is penetrate through so the mind doesn't reflect back at us. So we push through the reflection or thoughts of the mind. And we, when we break through those illusions or reflections, now we're starting to move into the spiritual realms, which are beyond time and space. And then we have a lot more choice. That's where real freedom exists. Real freedom exists in the power of the soul. That really the mind seems to have power, but it's really an illusion. So we have to punch through. We have to punch through. And he talks about that there's a line. There's a line from Sigur Granthad that says, Man Vida, Sanan Vakya. And he says that mana means mind. We know that, like human. Mana means mind. Vida means to make a whole. And that's what we're talking about. And then Man Vida is a beautiful phrase, and it means penetrating through the mind and making a hole in it, like a pearl or like a bead. And then a condition, then to walk with that, to walk with that spiritual space, to walk beyond the grip of the mind, and to choose that. Chanan is the light, and that's the divine light, the infinite reality, the reality that just has lots of room to have many choices in it. And then he talks about, it's to see the infinite reality. So to be able to have the perspective with the eyes of the divine, you have to go through the mind, penetrate it, and create a hole for the light beyond the mind to come in. And so that's what this whole July month is about. It's about penetrating the darkness of the mind, all these dark realities that we see around us, all these dark thoughts, all this emotion, all this water element, the cancer, which is feels very deeply, but it can also be caught up in emotions. So, okay, great. So we're getting a little... Somebody's talking, but that's okay. We're all talking. We're all here together. Beautiful, beautiful. So how do you penetrate the mind, create a hole for the soul to come through? And
I didn't come conferencing, sorry.
And the master tells us to focus on your destiny. And a good way to focus on your destiny is to just think about whatever your destiny number is, and that will help you focus on your destiny. So your soul number, that is the day you were born. So you start first, think about your soul, think about your soul number. So if it's, as an example, if you're born on the 4th, then the 4th, the number for the 4th is, the 4th body is the neutral mind, which is also called cup of prayer. So when we're actually in our neutral mind, we can hold the space of prayer. So we're not in duality. So that's an example. And we can talk more about numbers another time. But the destiny number is basically the 4 digits of the year you were born added together. So you can think about your soul number and then think about your destiny number. And that will help you. That will give you a guide, a specific guide. So it doesn't, when we use words like light or something like that, you know, it's a little nebulous. But you can start to make it more specific for you if you can think about your soul number and your destiny number. and we can work more with that next week. Because this whole series that we're in right now is becoming the Gurumukh. We started it a couple of weeks ago. Becoming the mouthpiece of the divine. So now this week we're talking about seeing the world through the eyes of the divine and speaking from the soul. So once we see the world beyond time and space with the eyes of the divine, with the quantum field, then as we speak, our words have more impact. They have more power. They have a higher frequency to affect, to change, to vibrate with the field. And being in a physical body, being a co-creator with the divine, Yogi Bhajan saying, is much more powerful than you even know. You're in a very powerful position. So keep going. And he's saying that everybody is just really doing really great, and don't doubt yourself. So keep going and breathe into this. Breathe into this frequency he's sending through right now. Here you go. Good. And according to Mayan cosmology, we are in the year of the red solar moon. So we're talking about this new light coming through. And red, of course, is the passion, bringing the power onto Earth, bringing the power of the light onto Earth. That's what this year is, according to the Mayan cosmology, the Mayan calendar. So this is the year to really embody that light on the Earth in every cell of your being. Beautiful, beautiful, excellent. Excellent. Good, good. Okay, we'll just talk. I'm just going to give you a couple more. Just give them a couple more examples of just highlights for the words of the numbers so you can work with that this week. And then we can talk more about it in depth. But we have, so for one, if your soul number or destiny is a one, that's Guru Nanak, heart overhead, humility. And we have Guru Angad, second guru, obedience and containment, second body, two, three, positive mind, devil or divine, Guru Amardas, equality. And four, I just talked about a minute ago, neutral mind, cup of prayer, that's Guru Ram Dass, devotion, love and devotion. And we have five, physical body, teacher and balance, Guru Arjan, sacrifice for the truth. And six, we have projection of prayer, justice, Guru Har Gobind. And seven, elevation, uplifting self and others, mercy. And eight, the atomic body, finite to infinite, purity. And nine, mastery or mystery, Guru Teg Bahadur. And then we have Guru Gobind Singh, royal courage. So that was just a very, very brief overview of the vibration of some of the numbers, the first 10 numbers. And 11 is the Sri Guru Granth Sahib. So that's walking in spiritual mastery. So that'll give you an idea. So if you can focus on your soul and your destiny number, that will help you, Yogi Bhajan says, that will help you create that space, that portal through the mind to your soul, to your destiny. That will give you a focal point, so it just doesn't seem like too unfocused. He's saying you need a focus. So he's saying, okay, right now go ahead and focus on your soul number and just feel, add divine with whatever quality it is or whatever you're feeling. And then, good, exhale and let it go into your cells. So he's suggesting that we breathe into our soul and destiny number, and feel that frequency and let it come into each cell of our body. So whether it's humility or courage or uplifting self and others. And he's saying that we can do this week with lots of different qualities. He's saying it's kind of a good idea to maybe choose one quality like compassion or humility or something that you want to work with and breathe into that and add the word divine before it. Feel your own divinity, bringing in the quality of divine. I am divine, and then add compassion, humility, upliftment, and that will really help us this week stabilize these frequencies that he's sending through. It'll help us claim them. Okay, excellent. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, here we go. So we're going to focus on Kantagiri Ram Dass, fourth body, compassion.
Guru, 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 Gu
Divine light transmission in every cell of your body sent to us by the Master and his angels right in this moment. And exhale, let it go, let it go, let it go. Beautiful. So the suggestion is chant with Guru Ram Dass. Feel your soul frequency, soul number, destiny number, and allow those divine qualities to permeate all of your being. And you'll have portal assistance from beyond. Beautiful. Okay, would anybody like to share? I don't think I got disconnected, but it sounded awfully quiet.
I felt the energy coming through, and I was really getting a better understanding of the numbers from your perspective, you know, from the yogi's perspective of the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
I have my own ideas on numbers, but I really got it. It's really it really integrates what I already know, with feeling the feeling it as I was breathing and feeling his energy. I felt the really pure energy coming through, and clear and pure.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
and
beautiful.
It was really good. So I'm glad I tuned in today too. I'm really glad that I'm on, because it fits in with because this is my birth month. So
Right.
It's into, and I'm born on the 13th, as you know, so I have that neutral mind. I'm always wanting to, and prayerfulness that I'm using the process of embracing that aspect. Totally.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you. I really feel that. I just feel the flow right now with you and with the whole call. So, yeah, thank you for joining me today.
Something unique about this call, in reference to all the things going on that I mean, hear from other people, how complicated their lives are and issues and concerns, but then it just seems like none of that matters right now. None of it matters. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm really feeling a lot of flow in my third eye right now, like a fountain of really pure light.
Yeah. Ooh, I felt that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yogi's working on us here.
He's working on us, and
yeah.
He's telling us that he's going to continue to work with us this week. This is a real powerful week.
You see, now I of course you know I'm not 100% aware of his background, but is he connected in with a lot of the ascended masters?
Yes, he is walks among and with the ascended masters right now. Yeah. So we often have more than one master with us, and he just directs this call. Yeah.
Feels like that there's a whole company of ascended masters that I actually heard that, I don't know if you're going to agree with this, but someone mentioned on one of those calls that you've been on before that Barack Obama, is an ascended master embodied. Now, I don't know if you relate to that.
Well, let me put it this way for this call. He doesn't come in with this group at this time, so that would have to be another group.
It was on my radar because I heard that, and I'm wanting to get some level of clarity around that, whether or not that's totally true, or is it someone's opinion, or whatever. You know, it's because they ascended master energy. I've been feeling it a lot, and I just wasn't sure myself. But anyway, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll have to...
Can I help him with that? Can I say something to him?
Mm-hmm.
You can go into whoneedslight.org, and there is a channel information about that, about Obama, and who is the Ascended Master. That is, Obama is in this incarnation, if you are interested.
Oh, they're confirming that is what you're saying?
So, whoneedslight.org.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's Dr. Catherine May, and she channels Sananda, who he claimed to be Obama.
Ah, uh-huh. Okay.
So you can find all the channels there.
Yeah.
You. You're welcome.
Okay, everybody.
I just want to ask one for Gurki, and my soul number is 11. So,
correct.
Who is the? So who do I refer to as a guru? Is it Nanak?
Your guru 11 is Sri Guru Granth Sahib, which is the compilation of the writings of all the teachers. So. 11 is like the teachings of all of the teachers. There's not one. 11 is a compilation of the guru's teachings written down.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to know.
Right. Good. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody.
Satnam. Have a good week.
Satnam.
And we'll talk to everybody later. Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Any blessings.